Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Mike Williams. Who's on the call? State your name and where you calling from.
Manuel Peralta on the call. Go Heat.
Good morning, sir. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Who else is out here? Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Hey, Carlos Fowler from Jersey.
Hey, welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Got our consistent daily motivators on the call. That's what I'm talking about. And how are you guys' weekend going so far?
It's great. This is my vacation week, so I'm just taking it
productive.
Easy.
Okay. You said manual, you said productive?
Yes, sir.
That's a good word to have, even on the weekends, right? That's when you're really doing some production, doing things on the weekend. You got to do what you got to do, huh?
Yes, sir.
Good deal. Just waiting for some more people to either chime in or speak up, one or two, and we're going to get our call started. But for those who are on the call, I mean, I hope you're out there changing people's lives or setting your plan in motion to start changing people's lives, you know, because, that's the bottom line. If you look at all successful people, they're changing other people's lives in some way, shape, or form, whether they're out there leading people in a religious setting, or maybe they're developing homes for people to move in that are inexpensive, or maybe they're just, changing the neighborhood or something, leading some type of leadership movement in the neighborhood. Maybe they're building a business that's going to be so profitable that they can actually have employees who actually make $1 million a year. You know, there's so many ways to deliver value in people's lives, and I hope you guys are setting your plan in motion. A lot of people on the call, most likely you're into some type of online business or network marketing business. But you have something. You have something of value that you can actually give people to start changing their lives. Because, you know, your success, your financial success, all that's going to be based on how many people you're affecting on a daily basis. For those of you, if you just chimed in, state your name and where you're calling from.
Hello, Becky from Burley.
Hey, what's up, Becky? Welcome to the call. So, like I was saying, yes, it's all about you and how much value you provide. And if you're constantly on this daily motivation call, you know that I talk about that a lot because that is the key, point blank. You know, besides all the other small factors that come along with, you know, getting success and developing our business and getting a better financial success, it's all about bringing value. I remember Becky was on the call last week and she mentioned she finally said, you know what, I have something of value to deliver to people, and that's what I'm going to start doing. And when you start doing things like that, you put yourself in a position to want to develop, right? You force yourself to develop. When I started this call just over a week ago, when I started this call, I pushed myself in a position to constantly keep developing myself. Because if you're doing something Monday through Friday, you got to be consistent. People are chiming in, right? You got to make sure you're able to deliver. So it's the same thing in your business. You got to constantly be developing yourself, developing your craft. Don't ever get, don't ever stay still. Too much, right? Especially in the beginning, we can't afford to stay still because we don't have the income yet that we want to see on a consistent basis, whether we do something or not, right? And if you are on this call and you're in that position where, you know, the cash is rolling and value is rolling, congratulations. Keep doing that. Keep pressing forward and start sharing that value with other people. So that you know, people look for the secret, but the secret is within you. How much are you willing to bring to the marketplace? How much are you willing to share? How much time are you going to spend developing something that's going to help other people, right? And then what's cool about what we do, a lot of people on the call, what's cool about what we do is somebody already developed a system for us. We just simply have to tap into it and implement those strategies. And what will happen? Success, if you're consistent. Right? And as you're being consistent, you're making those gradual changes you need to make in your business, in your life, to make things better. If you haven't stated your name and where you're calling from, this is an opportunity to state your name and where you're calling from right now on the call. All right, we've got some shy people still. All right, that's all cool. So it's all about value. I'm going to bring three things to the table today, three things that I practice in my life as much as I possibly can. And I'm going to tell you those three things. By the end of the call, you're going to get those three things. And before we get into the call, I just want to let everybody know that this call, you know, it's pretty much a generic call for people in the opportunity business or people who just want some daily motivation of some sort to get themselves through the fit. Today. A lot of people on the call do have jobs and, you know, they just need some clarity during their day to keep pressing forward and getting some growth. So that's what this call is for. We're building a great community of people developing the mindset to win. See, that mission statement right there can be applied in any business or any arena of your life. When you start to develop the right mindset to win, no obstacle, no circumstance, okay? No negative person, no anything can get in your way of getting your goal, okay? And getting it faster than you actually think, right? There's a lot of things that can happen once you shift your perspective and your mindset, and the next 90 days could be drastically different because you shift your perspective to produce. You shift your perspective to get it done. You shift your perspective to why am I waiting? Why am I waiting for tomorrow when I can do it today? Why am I waiting to get better when I can utilize what I've got right now? Okay, I'm not the best motivational speaker, right? I'm not the best online marketer, but I'm willing to get in the game. And that's actually point number one, to get into the game and start making the changes as you go. Too many people are waiting till something is perfect. Nothing will ever be perfect. Get into the game and start utilizing the tools that you got to start developing yourself, developing your business, so that you can constantly keep pressing forward. All right, that was step number one, get into the game. Man, I was going off in tangents. I actually just lost my train of thought. But that's what happens when you naturally just do some things. You just get in, and you start making adjustments as you go, right? There's no need to worry about anything else. Just get into the game, start making the adjustments. I want to tell you a story. Back in May 24th, 2010, I stepped into a new field that I hadn't ever been introduced to, ever worked in. That's May 24, 2010. And I actually picked up this job in this industry with people with mental disabilities because the previous business that I had started to decline, okay? And I had just recently got married, maybe a few months before that, and we were rocking and rolling in the business, but then things started to decline. So I had to jump somewhere into another field where I could start making some money fast, so I can make sure I'm maintaining the bills and the lifestyle that I did have and still supplement the online business that I had at the time. So when I said, you know what, I'm going to find something that I can work at, but it's flexible enough I can still grow my online business because that is my number one priority. So back in May 24, 2010, I started this new job, and I set that intention that day. I sat down with my boss, and I said, listen, you know, I don't know what I have to do, but just know that I don't plan on being in this position for long. I want to do what you do, and I want to do it in a very short period of time. Now, so I set that intention, and I kept pressing forward. I learned everything that I need to learn. I said, listen, what do I have to do to be successful here? She gave me the steps. I followed them. Within a year, I had got my first promotion. Okay, and not because I'm any smarter or brighter than anybody, because I'm hungry, right? It don't matter what field, what business that I touch, I'm hungry, and I'm going to push forward. You're going to see that in my face. So if anybody's on the call, if you can press *6 to mute yourself so we don't hear any noise in the background, you can press *6 to mute yourself. So I got all the instructions that I needed. I pressed forward. I got my first promotion within a year. I got my new boss, and I sat down. I told her, I said, listen, I want to do what you do, so I'm not really going to be in this position too long. So exactly what is it that I have to do to press forward? Those instructions, I did it. Within less than 2 years, I got my next promotion, and I actually just got this promotion last month of some sort, and not because I'm more brighter, not because I'm better at the job, it's just because I'm hungry, and when I was in my interview, you could see that hunger in my face, that I wanted this job, and I wanted to make change, and it didn't matter what I had to do to make those changes. Okay, so I knew that, you know, something on the inside of me said, you know what, Mike, you're not really prepared for this, bro. You got all these new staff. You got this new position. You got these new bosses. Are you really ready for this? Okay, that's called fear. When you start to get that second voice in your head, I told fear, nah, fall back. I got this. Because, see, I'm the type, just get me to the game. Once I'm in the game, I'll make the adjustments while I go. And as we go back to step number one, get in the game no matter what. If you're on the on the beach, if you're on the edge, if you're on the rocks, and, you know, somebody just shared something that was an awesome opportunity with you, listen, just get in the game. You can't learn anything until you're playing the game, so you get beat up a little bit, right? So you make that first phone call, right? So you sit down with that first client. You won't learn anything and you won't know anything until you're in the game. So that's step number one, get into the game. And then that brings me to step number two. So now I got this new position, and I got fear telling me all these things I can and cannot do, but at the same time, I'm practicing optimism. Let me say the word right, optimism. All right, so I'm practicing that. And see, when you go into a situation where there's a lot of negativity from people and negativity from yourself, a lot of negative self-talk, you got to start reframing the opportunity. And everything that you see that's negative, you reframe the opportunity and find something positive in it that you can learn and grow. Because this is all about growing. What did I say the mission of this call was? We're going to be building people, building the greatest community of people, developing the mindset to win. So every negative situation that we see, we reframe it into an opportunity. When you start to reframe things into opportunities, that's where your growth occurs. That's where you get better, right? That's when you can smile at circumstances and say, you know what, that's nothing. I can handle that. I can handle it with ease, okay? And then step number three, you want to focus on what you have. So I started telling myself what knowledge I had and what knowledge I didn't have and how I was going to handle this situation. I said, you know what, Mike, you know a lot, so let's focus on what you lot. Let's focus on what you know and get it done. So I focused on what I know. I got it done. Now I look impressive, right? And while I'm reframing things, I begin to learn those things that I don't know. And I bring in people who do know it, and I sit down with them, and I get the information, I get the ideal so that I can press forward and get things done. And it's the same thing in your business, in your life. If there's anything that you don't know, it's very simplistic to bring somebody in who knows that information. Write down their strategies. Copy what they're already doing and press forward. If someone introduced you to an opportunity and they're sitting here telling you, listen, this is how you do it, this is what I've been able to do, you listen to that person, so that you can get the results that they're getting. Because trust me, that person, if they're getting results, they're developing their mindset to get even more results, and that's the person you want to hold on to. You want to hold their hand so you then can start training people to do the exact same thing. So that's what I want you to focus on this week, okay? This week I want you to focus on getting in the game. You can do that today. Get in the game as soon as possible. I want you to practice optimism, and I want you to focus on what you have, guys. Because if you don't focus on what you have, you're not going to get any more than what you have. Because you're telling the universe, I'm good. I'm good with what I got. I don't need any more. So you got to start having gratitude for what you have if you want more. I want you to start blessing people who have what you have. Okay? I want you to think like somebody who's successful. Start blessing people that have what you want. Start blessing them so that the blessings can come back to you as well, guys. Where are we? What time is it? 12:13. We're still on the call. We got a few more minutes, guys. I know that the weekend is not an easy thing to get through sometimes, you know. That's why we wanted to do these calls, to, you know, so that your work week can be powerful and you can tap into the stuff that you're teaching every day. You can tap into the community and, you know, develop your mindset and keep pressing forward and getting things done and getting little strategies and tips and tricks of how you can be more productive and get more done. So I want you to go into those three things, and I want you to just focus on just getting the job done, right? I want you to set a goal for yourself today. So by Friday, you need to get something done. If you need to sign up certain amount of people, or you need to start a project that you've been just procrastinating on, I want you today, when you get off this call, I want you to write that down and say, I'm getting this done by this date. Be specific. Once you start to be specific with yourself and you start to speak that specific information to your brain, it's going to figure out a way for you to get it done, but you got to write it down, get specific, and tell yourself it every freaking morning when you get up, that I'm going to get this done by this date, and be extremely specific, guys. I believe in the short-term factor. I'm not really a long-term guy. What I want it now, so I'm going to develop a strategy to get it now. Okay, as soon as possible. So that's going back to being specific. So once you get off this call, I want you to jot that down and get serious about what you're doing. Get serious about your business. Get serious about your life. Get serious about your job. If there's something you want, you have to get it. Okay? There's no ifs, ands, or buts. See, people who are successful, they do what they got to do to get the job done. There is no excuse. I don't have any money, I'm going to find the money. You understand? I don't have the skill, I'm going to find somebody with the skill that I can piggyback off of. Right? I don't know a certain piece of information, I'm going to find that certain piece of information. I'm going to find it right now. You can't be relying on other people to create your success. You got to go out there chasing your success until you tackle the hell out of it, right? Until success is yours. Whatever success is to you, a definition of success is different. But whatever your definition is, I want you to keep chasing it down, being specific about what that is until you tackle that success, guys. You know, this game that we're doing, a lot of people on the call is entrepreneurship, and it is a very aggressive game if you want to play with the 5 digits per month, if you want to be a multimillionaire. This is a very aggressive game to play, but the thing is, it's simple. It's simple because you tell your mind, listen, this is what I want. You find a strategy for it, and you just follow the blueprint. There's so many people in front of you who have been successful. They're telling you what to do. Do it. Right? And do it. And keep doing it over and over and over again. Tell yourself to get out of your way. Right? Tell yourself to get out of your way. When you want to go to sleep, but you haven't finished your task for the day, you better get it done so that you can sleep comfortably. Right? If it's coming to week's end and you haven't got your goal done, you better get it done. Find some way to get it done. Make it happen. Right? Start telling yourself you want success. And when you start doing what you have to do, success will easily fall right into your lap. Because it's going to say, this person is responsible enough for success. This person is responsible enough to make $1,000 in a day. This person is responsible enough to have an organization of 100,000 people. This person is responsible enough to lead other people to success as well. Start telling the universe, start telling your brain, I want this, and I'm willing to do whatever it takes to get it done. Once you make that mind shift, man, and you just press forward like a steam engine, nothing is going to get in your way. Nothing is going to stop you. No circumstance, no person, yourself can't even stop you at that point because you're just going to be moving full speed ahead. I'm telling you. And you got to get excited about that stuff, guys. You got to get excited about what you want. Get excited about it. Get your energy going. When you get up in the morning and say, man, I got another opportunity to get this money. I got another opportunity to build my organization. I got another opportunity to help more people see what I see. And that's the bottom line. If you can have this type of energy, get it in front of other people, you're going to be successful, guys. I don't care what industry you're in. I don't care if you're doing traditional network marketing. I don't care if you're doing online marketing, whatever it is. People are going to see your enthusiasm. They're going to see your excitement. You probably didn't make a dime yet, but they're going to look at that guy and say, man, that must be a successful brother right there because he's just happy about what's going on. You got to understand that people relate money with happiness. They think everybody that's walking around here is happy because they got money. And that's not really the case. But that's the type of energy that you're putting out there into the marketplace. And when you put that energy out there, man, people are attracted to that. They want that. They crave it. They crave it, guys. So, man, that's the call of the day, guys. This is Mike Williams. If you want updates, text motivation to 77948. That's motivation to 77948. This is the community we're building here. We're building the greatest community of people developing the mindset to win. I don't care what you're doing. I don't care what arena that you're in. We're going to shift your mindset. We're going to have you have some breakthroughs. Start getting some things done. Start taking yourself to a level you thought was never possible. Right? Start making some income you thought was never possible. Right? We're going to start expanding your mind, expanding your focus, making your goals bigger. You got small goals, you're going to hit small numbers. You got big goals, you're going to hit big goals. Right? You got to start expanding your thoughts, people. Man, some exciting stuff. I need this stuff, man. I'm out here. And the wind is blowing. I'm looking at the water and the fountains here over where by where I live, and it's just feeling good outside. I hear the birds. Stuff like this makes me just want to work harder and harder because I want this for so many other people, right? For so many other people to get this type of experience, to just feel this type of energy every day that they wake up in the morning. It's the type of experience that you want. You just want to feel great, even if you're not where you are right now. Even if you're not where you are, you want to feel like where you are. Once you start feeling like where you want to be, you're going to start attracting people. It's going to elevate you and take you there, guys. Man, I hope you're feeling as excited as me right now. I hope you're walking and pacing right now. I hope you're getting your thoughts together. I hope you're starting to write out your goal plan right now as we speak. You're starting to think of the goals you're going to hit by Friday, right? Long-term, short-term goals that you're going to tackle this week. You're going to go gung-ho. Nothing's going to stop you. If you got to sleep 2 hours this week, that's fine. Just sleep 2 hours. Understand that once you get success, you can sleep as long as you want to. Right now is grind season. You got to go out there and do what you need to do. If somebody has what you have already and they're telling you need to do this, you need to do it. Don't let your ego get in the way of success. When your ego starts to get in the way, that's when you can't help people anymore. You can't deliver your value anymore. Right? Don't let your ego get in the way. And always, always, I don't know what you believe in, but I believe in God. And you want to try to keep God in everything that you do, every phone call you make, every email you send. Just ask whomever your higher power is. Listen, give me the strength, give me the ability, give me the words to say, and get it done, guys. Get it done. That's motivation to 77948. I keep trying to leave, but something just keeps telling me to talk to you guys and keep you guys focused. Now, a few of you on the call are in a certain place. You're either on the rocks, and you know somebody's sharing an opportunity with you. You're not sure what you want to do, or maybe you're already in the opportunity and you're thinking twice and you're thinking about how much work you need to do to reach the goal. Don't think about the work, right? Just think about the process. The process is what we got to fall in love with. The process. Think about what the process is going to do for you. Think about what the process is going to do to your life. Think about what the process is going to do to the skills that you're going to have. The process is going to develop you to a person that can develop wealth. And even if you lose it the next day, you'll be able to get it right back because the process is going to build you up, right? This isn't about the money that you can make and the things that you can get. This is about the person you're going to become. You're going to become somebody powerful. You're going to become somebody special. You're going to become somebody that people are literally seeking out for information, right? Don't think about what you have to do. Just think about the process and what it's going to do for you. Don't focus on the pain of the process. Focus on the pleasure of the process and what it's going to do for your life and the people around you, my friend. If you're coming from a place where, you know, there's not much to look up to, there's not many people to look up to in your life right now. You're coming from a place where, you know, the people around you aren't that successful, and you're looking at these people like, man, how can I climb out of this hole? How is it possible for me to climb out of this hole when my mom is this and my dad is this? Trust me, look past that and focus on the process. Because people that come from where I come from, that come from humble backgrounds, we're hungrier than most people. Right? Because we haven't seen it much in our lives growing up. We've seen a lot of this and a lot of that, but we haven't seen a lot of success. And now this random person comes in and say, hey, you can get success, but my mom just told me that I can't get success. And my dad just told me I can't get success. Matter of fact, I don't even know what he is. And people are telling you all these negative things about what success is. It's not an easy shift in your mind to decide that you're going to get success. But you got somebody like myself, whatever leader that's introduced you to the opportunity, they're telling you you can get success, and I'm telling you too, it is possible. And it is possible to get success in a very short period of time if you decide to change your perspective. If you decide to cut off all those voices that tell you you can't and start listening to the voices that are telling you you can. Okay? In business, a lot of people are going to tell you no. They're going to tell you you're crazy. That's what you want, my friend. You want more no's and you want more people telling you crazy, because all that means is you're on the right path. You're on the path to greatness. You're doing something that the average person is not doing. You are empowering yourself. You're empowering your life. You're taking yourself to a new level. And my friend, let me tell you something. You're going to take more people. You're going to tell more people to get inspired. And the more you keep growing, the more you keep changing, right? People are going to start sensing it in you. They're going to start feeling it around you. And they're going to want to be around you. They're going to want to do what you're doing. But you got to maintain your focus. Maintain your focus and constantly change your perspective. Every single day, change your perspective. You got to be reading, listening to audios, doing whatever it is that you need to do to get yourself to the new next level. Maybe you're at a job and you want to get to that promotion. You better hold on to the person that's going to be able to train you to get to that next level. Maybe you don't want to be there no more. You need to go fill out an application somewhere else. Go do what you got to do. Get a fresh start each and every day. Get a fresh start. We're building the greatest community of people developing the mindset to win, guys. If you're on the edge of a business, I'm telling you right now, if you want to live, travel the beaches of the world, build a business from your home in your favorite flannel pajamas, you want to be able to donate to your favorite charity, you want to be able to share the legacy with your family, you want to be able to do all these great things, I'm telling you, if you're on the fence, get all in with the person that invited you to this call and start making a difference, not in your life, but everybody and everybody else's life that's around you. This is Mike Williams, text motivation to 77948. I'll see you tomorrow at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Later. Thank you.